I know firsthand the importance of improving overseas markets for U.S. soy. I farm in western Minnesota in a little town called Madison, which is the region that ships a large portion of our soybeans through the Pacific Northwest and on to Asia. Without these markets and the soybean checkoff's efforts to develop them, the price that I get, or that we get for our soybeans, would be a lot lower. But as the dynamics involved in global demand for soy change, so must the methods for meeting that demand. As Phil mentioned, the soybean checkoff has taken steps to respond to an ever-changing global marketplace for our product. This new model focuses on the future. It will provide beneficial effects to the U.S. soybean farmers and their bottom lines because it enables us to be more nimble and flexible in responding to changes in such areas as individual country markets, the global economy, and trends in soy demand, all of which, as you know, can be very volatile. It will also enable us to better coordinate on planning and implementation with U.S. soy exporters themselves, including such organizations as ADM, Cargill, SunOpta, and the DeLong Company. This will help us to leverage our resources and avoid duplicating efforts. The overall pool of money the U.S. Department of Agriculture sets aside to help increase U.S. ag exports remains steady, but the number of entities competing for those funds continue to grow. The new model will help us invest the money the checkoff allocates for international marketing efforts more wisely. Finally, this model will enable us to target specific users of soy in other countries, such as China, Vietnam, Indonesia, and the EU. It helps farmer directors and industry stakeholders focus our marketing activities on each utilization area, animal, human, industrial, and aquaculture, and also on market access issues to help ensure open markets for all our soy products. Ultimately, this new model, we believe, will move more soy into overseas markets, benefiting all U.S. soybean farmers. Given the President's recent directive to increase exports of all American-made products, including agriculture products, now makes a perfect time to set a new course for soybean exports. Undoubtedly, U.S. soybean farmers are no strangers to sending our product overseas. We've been doing international marketing for well over 30 years. As Phil mentioned, we exported over half our crop in the last marketing year. And soy remains the number one U.S. soybean export, with a value of at least $15 billion. Going forward, I'm confident that U.S. soybean farmers utilizing this new model for maximizing exports will have no problem continuing to meet the increasing global demand for soy.